So, how do I explain this? I'm trying something new, just for shits, just for our own website. And I guess at this point I'm going to call it the Dreadcast, and it's just going to be conversations between Mominatrix and myself, also known as Angela, my wife. We have fevered conversations sometimes about our RPG dealings, and tonight was one of them, and I was like, you know, we should just record this. So that's what I'm doing. So anybody who regularly, you know, frequents the blog here, and now you see this weird podcast showing up in the middle of blog posts, that's my explanation for you. I had no real plans of ever actually doing this, so I don't even know if I'll put intro music in it or post it on the internet or what, but in an effort to mimic the only thing I know about podcasts and steal it from Haste, we have three topics for tonight, which are all things that Angela and I have discussed recently. So I think we're just going to jump right into them. So why don't you say hi, honey, before we, you know, actually jump in. So it's not just me talking.
Okay, hi.
Okay. Glad we got that out of the way.
All right.
So the first topic would be Pathfinder. And you told me earlier today that you were like, you're like, oh, I was going to tweet and be like, I don't know what the big deal about Pathfinder is. And I know that I've probably blown it out of proportion a little bit, getting so psyched about it.
Yeah.
But you had fun, right?
I did. I had a lot of fun. It was a good time, you know, fun. But I just don't see what the big deal is about Pathfinder. I don't think it's like, oh, so great and so different. It's not even that different, I don't think.
Right, it's not. I mean, it's not that different on the surface. Like, it's still a D&D character sheet, and you've got a bunch of skills, and you've got the same ability scores and the same defenses. And, well, I guess they're not defenses; they're saving throws. But it's relatively all the same, minus power cards and minus everybody having 30 some health at level one, and minus all the character classes kind of feeling the same. But we can jump into that in our second topic. That's probably going to be the big one, but so like, why wasn't it that big of a deal? Like, other than it not you know, being that different, I guess.
That's why it wasn't. I don't know. It just didn't seem super great to me. Like, not that it wasn't bad or anything. I just didn't. Nothing like stuck out and wasn't like, oh, this is really cool, whatever. I don't know. Like, okay. You were amazed by it, and you were like, Pathfinder's great. I don't know about 4E, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, I don't know. I still like 4E a lot.
Well,
playing one session isn't going to, like...
Right, I know. Like, yeah. I know I got super excited about it, and one, you can't, you know, judge everything off of one session. But,
right.
Like, from a DM's point of view, like, normally... You guys, the same group, I mean, we're talking about the same group of people I was DMing 4th edition for. Like, you know, nobody's changed. Nobody's, you know, it's still the same people. But you guys were super, like, everybody was really into it. Like, everybody was, like, role-playing their character and thinking outside the box. Like, I guess for me, it was just, like, a really refreshing experience to have some, you know, say, oh, it's your turn, and then have somebody say, okay, well, you know, I just found a sack of coins. I'm gonna beat this monster that's grabbing onto me with this sack of coins, instead of being like, hang on for 2 minutes while I search this endless list of power cards on my character sheet and then finally pick something, or not pick something and be like, oh, you know, I'll just use melee basic. And it's like, yeah, thanks for wasting 2 minutes of my time. And like, you know, even you, like, you are normally super quiet when we play and everything, and like, you were into your character. You're like, oh, I'm gonna go get that gem out of the fountain, you know, whether they want me to or not, even if some divine curse falls upon the party. Like, I found it, and I want it because I'm a thief. And I don't know if it's just because the last campaign you were playing a fighter, and like, you didn't really know like what to do as far as like role-playing her, but you were like, you were really into it, and everybody at the table was really into it. And I don't know if that's a coincidence, or if it's just because it was a one-shot, or if it was because it was something new. Like, there's a bunch of factors as to why people could have been in a different element. And so I guess in my brain it was like, this is Pathfinder making everything wonderful. But, I mean, I had a really good time.
It could have also been the alcohol. So, just...
Yeah, but no, but we had like a six-pack. There was a six-pack between...
Oh, no. They were drinking.
Yeah, I guess. It wasn't nearly as out of hand as it normally gets, though.
No, it wasn't out of hand. I was just saying. We were all drinking, so...
I don't know. I don't think that was it.
Okay. But I don't know. Yeah, I think that I didn't really roleplay a lot last time with my fighter because I just, like, wanted to hit things. But, I mean, a rogue, you gotta steal stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. So, okay. Well, I guess we drain that one dry. We'll come back to it if anything comes up. But
okay. Moving on.
Moving on. So, what do you want to talk about next? You want to talk about bards or you want to talk about fourth?
I never want to talk about bards, so...
Do you want to just get it out of the way now?
Whatever.
Up to
you.
Okay, yeah, let's get out of the way. So, in case you guys don't know, my wife here hates bards in every capacity. What are they again? What are your keywords for bards?
I don't know. I don't have any keywords. What was it on the
we were talking earlier? It was worthless, right?
Oh, yeah, worthless. They just don't really contribute anything. Like, they
contribute their song,
right?
And their inspiration,
yeah,
and their silver tongues.
No,
they're tale tellers.
Yeah, they don't. You know what? You could just get a piece of paper and write that down, and then pass it on.
Write what down?
Your tale, just like a diary, and that would replace the bard.
Did you just call bards like the live journal people of the
basically,
fantasy world?
Yes.
Yeah. You guys heard it here, and it wasn't me that said it, so you know where to send hate mail, right? It's mominatrix@dreadgazebo.net. Just so you guys know. Bards are comical, and they're kind of like, I guess they are kind of worthless when you look at, like, all the amazing feats that so many of the other classes can perform, but you have to love bards because they're like, they're the rock and rollers of the D&D world. And, like, I know in your head, like, the look you just gave me explains it all. But, like, the look in your head of a bard is, like, you know, the fluffy pants tucked into their boots and, like, the giant hat with a feather on it and, you know, like, I don't... And they're, you know, they've got a lute or a ukulele or something and they're just making up stupid words. But, like, okay, yeah, that's one portrayal of a bard, but there's also, like, the... You know, there's grittier ones, and, like, storytellers are, like, guys that have, like, they got a story for everything, you know? Like, something happens, they're like, oh, yeah, I did this once, or my great, whatever. Like, they're, like, they're kind of, like,
liars. So
right, they're, like, they're bullshitters, good. And they're know-it-alls, but, like, it's kind of a fun, it's a fun character to play. Like, I think from a realism perspective, yeah, they're kind of dumb, but, like, everything in D&D isn't real at all.
No, that's silly, but anyways, I just don't see the point in having a bard. I can see how they're fun to play for some people, but I just don't see the point in having a bard in the party. Because,
like you hate bards more than clerics, we established.
Well,
this
yes,
earlier.
Because clerics they have heals, like they can.
Well, bards have heals.
Yeah, but they're
edition.
Like baby heals.
Okay.
Okay.
I just, you know, I don't know. I know you have this thing against cleric. Like, you don't like holy characters at all because you're...
I don't like clerics because of my personal experience.
That's true. That there's a contributing factor of it.
No, and the religious thing. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't really like
characters. I mean, somebody did kind of ruin clerics for you. So. But anyways, yeah, it's the religious thing too. But, you know, it's... This all stemmed from, I was in the car, we were in the car, and I was like, I don't know what got brought up. Somehow, something led me to think about the Labyrinth, and I was like, you know, David Bowie was a bard in the Labyrinth, Jareth, the Goblin King.
He's clearly not a bard.
Dude, he wore tights, and he sung and danced.
Okay, there are plenty of people that wear tights that are not bards.
He sang and danced, like four songs.
So what? lots of people sing.
They were ballads, like.
Yeah.
And there were all the little people, like, moving to the music, like
they
the
weren't pipe, people, they were piper. Goblins.
Goblins, people, whatever. He was entrancing them with his,
He was their king.
Maybe it was his crotch. I don't really know.
I don't know either.
I said, hey, Twitter, why don't you guys tell me yes or no? Was Jareth a bard? And I think the return rate was like 80% of people said he is a bard in some form. Some people were like, oh, bard illusionist or bard druid because he could turn into a bird. Can he turn into a bird? I don't remember because I haven't seen that movie 5,000 times.
That is why you need to trust my opinion because I have seen that movie 5,000 times.
What were your exact words earlier? You said, oh, what did you say? Oh, people just don't know him like I know him, right?
Well, I'm sure not as many people have seen Labyrinth as many times as I have.
I wouldn't brag about that in
public. It's a great movie.
Yeah.
You just need to see it a few more hundred times, and you'll love it.
Maybe. I don't know. Like, puppets kind of freak me out. Like, the dog from The NeverEnding Story used to scare the shit out of me. Scared the shit out of me.
Okay. I think you're getting a little off topic now.
Yeah, that's kind of my thing.
Okay.
Okay, so the big one. When I get to the big top. Oh, by the way, anybody who actually listens to this, like the three of you, feel free to chip in comments on wherever, on the blog or Twitter or Facebook or email, and tell us if you think that Jareth the Goblin King was a bard, and if you think he's a bard, you get an internet high five from me. Unlimited amounts. Anyways, so. The last topic is essentials characters versus non, and the amalgamous nature of 4th edition characters. And so, another part of our discussion on the ride home tonight was, I was like, and this was relating back to the Pathfinder thing, I was like, essentials characters, they're so much more prone to people just doing, I'm going to try something that's not on a power card. And then your argument was that, essentials isn't for everybody, it's not one size fits all, and that you like some of the non-essentials classes. And, After a few minutes, I ended up agreeing with you. Like, I really like the non-essential sorcerer and a bunch of the other classes, and maybe a super... Well, what did you say? You said you like choice, right? Like, you like all the choices that come with all the powers.
Go ahead. I like all the choices that come with the powers. I like the casters. Like, I like the warlock, I like the sorcerer, I never played a wizard, but I like all of the different awesome powers that they have.
Well, you like the non-essentials warlock, right? With the curses and stuff.
Right, yes.
Okay.
But as far as, like, a fighter or a rogue or some of those other classes, I couldn't care less about all of the extra powers. I'm basically still just hitting shit with my weapon.
Right.
Or, you know...
In creative ways with, like, if I hit shit with my weapon with this power, it stuns somebody. If I hit it with this power, it knocks them down. Whereas in another version of D&D, you would just say that narratively, like, I'm going to hit this guy with my weapon and I'm going to try and knock him on his feet or whatever. And then the DM would say, okay, well, +2 to this, -2 to that, whatever, you're going to have to, okay, roll it and then see what happens.
Right. Yeah, so I don't...
Like, you don't like the, like, Brian Patterson's comic of, like, the old school wizard where he's like a porn star and he's like, ugh, magic missile, and he's like, okay guys, I'm spent, see you tomorrow, and he walks away. No. Because in that Pathfinder game last night, the wizard was like, oh well, my two level one spells are done for the day, I'm out except for cantrips, and like, yeah. I saw that look you got on your face, like, wait, that's kind of lame. And so that was the thing, like, that was the thing with older versions of D&D, like, you had to, like, micromanage and ration these sorts of things, but that's what you got in exchange for being a total badass. And then all the other melee classes, everybody's like, oh, I swing my sword at it, that's all I ever do, or you get a couple extra attacks. But I see that Pathfinder's kind of gone, really, like, the whole 3.75, quote-unquote. Like, they've got the cool traits for the rogues, and they've got the, bloodlines, I think, for the sorcerers, where they kind of add some extra flavor, some more stuff, so it's not so like, okay, two spells, I'm done, this is all my character does. But we didn't get that far, because we only played level one. Yeah. So, but I think that brings us to the point, like, where we were talking about, like, older D&D, how, you know, all the classes weren't the same. You know, you had different hit die types. Like, if you were a wizard, you started out with 1 to 4 hit points. If you were, you know, a barbarian or something, you get 10 or 12. And so we talked about how basically in 4th edition, all the characters wind up starting out with, you know, like 24 to 32 hit points, and everybody kind of has relatively the same defenses because the characters are focused on, like, one stat. Yeah. Like, yeah. Everybody, like, you have a prime stat, and then it governs all of your abilities, so it's kind of like, it doesn't matter how your stats are arrayed. As long as you have your prime stat buffed up, then you're just as good as everybody else. And, you know, you can use your charisma modifier for your melee attack bonus and all this stuff. And it just kind of, like, understand that, like, it's a level, you know, it makes the game balanced or whatever. But I also, I don't know, do you think it makes a game feel kind of boring? Like,
I think the thing that should make, for me, I think, I like when everyone has their own role in the game. I think that's what balances it. I think that, you know, you should have a really tough, you know, fighter with a high armor class, and he can, you know, take a bunch of damage, and then you can have, like, a little weakling wizard that's just shooting spells, doing a bunch of damage, but they don't need to go in front.
Yeah, and they had to, you know, they had to play smart. They couldn't run right in. And
they're not gonna, like, charge in.
They had to look for protection from a warrior or whatever.
Yeah. And,
like, not just spend every turn pew-pewing things. Like, that's why there was, like, mage armor and all these utility spells and stuff, so that they didn't get completely steamrolled, you know?
Right.
And then we talked about skills. Like, I understand that in older versions of D&D, like 3rd edition and Pathfinder, there's considerably more skills. And it's like, oh, you could just roll all these into one, which you could. And that's what they did in 4th edition. But in 4th edition, I always, you know, kind of thought very highly of the, oh, look, they rolled all this stuff into 17 skills. And, you know, this skill encompasses so many others from the other game. And it's just so much less cluttered. But then you end up with, you know, you got a party of 5 players. Each one of them gets training in at least 3 skills. Like, you get some overlap, and it's a decent spread. But then, you know, skill training only, you know, gives you +5 and whatever. But you have these situations where, you know, the wizard who has plus, you know, 11 to arcana, and he rolls a 4 and he doesn't get high enough, and then the warrior who has nothing to do with magic at all ever is like, oh, well, I'll try and use arcana to see if it's magical, and then they get a high roll and they get their tiny little bonus, and then for some reason, you know, Conan the Barbarian just deciphered a magic puzzle, and Merlin over here is picking his nose, like, you know?
Right.
I don't know. We've had that happen in our games before, where it's like, you know, you have normally played caster characters, and then some other person's like, oh, I have arcana too, and then they're just like, I'll make an arcana check too, and then you kind of, you know, end up sitting there like, well, this is fucking pointless, like, why did I even, you know, why am I playing this character, why do I even bother?
Mm-hmm.
And then there was the the armor class incident, right? With the power creep. We talked about power creep and some of the stuff we saw in Book of Vile Darkness. But how do you feel about, what are those guys called?
I don't know.
Sword Blade Dancer from the Neverwinter book?
I don't know. I thought they were kind of ridiculous because, I mean, I had my fighter, and I was supposed to be the tough person, and
in full here plate comes, with a shield.
Here comes this little wizardy guy, and he's got a higher armor class than me. Like, that just doesn't make sense to me. How? I don't know.
It's okay, you can cuss. Sense. You were swearing a lot in the car. You can swear. This is my podcast. You can say fuckity fuck fuck. Fuck sword mages or whatever that thing was. It wasn't a sword mage.
No, it wasn't a sword mage. Blade singer. I don't know what it was.
Blade singer.
I think it was. Was it blade singer? I think so.
Something like that.
It was just ridiculous, though. I don't know how you can be a wizard casting spells and have higher armor class than somebody who's supposed to be a tough fighter person in full plate.
Yeah. Yeah, and you were playing a knight. Like, you were playing a knight, so you right. had, like, a yeah. defender aura and yeah. some, you know, it's essentials class. And this is an essentials class, but it's, like, spinning around. It's got a higher armor class than you. It's shooting magic missiles out of its ass and dodging everything, and it's just, right. like,
it was just how ridiculous. Is this? Like, super overpowered. Just rename him God, you know?
Like, Rename him Ribbon Dancer. That's what I'm going to call those from now on, Ribbon Dancers.
Ribbon Dancers?
Yeah. Anyways, so we've talked for 20 minutes, and the four people that are listening to us probably shut this off like a long time ago, so we should probably wrap it up. But in summary, what do you think about bards? They're awesome, right? Let us know. Also, you know, we've talked about power creep in 4E and balance issues and just kind of this whole every character kind of feeling the same. And I could spend a whole podcast talking about how all the conditions in D&D, like, getting mixed into every power is just, it's getting fucking boring. Like, you can only take them so many times and mix them into so many powers. Like, if you took the name of a class power off of the stat block, you wouldn't even know, because every class can pull, push, slide, dominate, poison, knock prone, combat advantage. Like, if they didn't have names on them, it doesn't, like, every character can do everything. And I think that's the thing about 4th edition that's starting to bug me. And I don't know if it's true in other systems. I'm not saying that my one Pathfinder game is the solution to all my problems, because it's not. Like, rose-colored nostalgia goggles, obviously, because I started playing 2nd edition, but the majority of my D&D... Okay, I know, I'm droning on. Anyways, I'm gonna stop now. So, thanks for listening, guys, and let me know if you like this sort of thing. I may never do it again, but if you did listen all the way through, thanks, and, you know, happy holidays. Bye, guys.
Bye.